Good morning to all. You're listening to weekly updates from Yosi, the hub for Young Chennai. International news. The senior British Labour Party leader, Keith Walls, is appointed as vice chairman of the party's Black Asian Minority Ethnic. He said that with the highest number of foreign-born UK citizens, young Indians should be encouraged to enter into UK politics. Sweden sees scope for investment in India. Pranab Stockholm visit to see pacts on urban development. AIDMK General Secretary Jayalalitha took over again as Chief Minister in a swift swearing-in that lasted about half an hour on Saturday. Prime Minister Modi congratulated Ms. Jayalalitha and conveyed his best wishes to her on Twitter. The Chennai Corporation celebrated the return of Jayalalitha as the Chief Minister, offering food items free of cost at its low-cost Aman canteens on Saturday and prepared 45 new canteens. Weather. Heat wave in Andhra Pradesh, poor rainfall, dip in harvest results in a lesser arrival of vegetable stock and an increase in the as well as the retail prices in the city. Artist R. Natanam passed away on Sunday morning after a brief illness. He was 76 years old. Mr. Natanam is known for his murals, which can be found in various important buildings, including the Anna International Terminal at Chennai Airport. Hitachi Solutions India will open one more global development center in Hyderabad this August, a facility crucial to achieving to enhance engagement in the country. Free Software Foundation Tamil Nadu is organizing a 6-day industrial training workshop on various free software technologies. The hands-on workshop is for college students and will be held at the Department of Computer Science, IIT Madras from June 8 to 13. The fees for the camp is ₹3,700. To register and for more details, visit fstfnsummercamp.org or call on 044-4350-4670. The Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation will soon be launching online submission of application for new electricity candidate. E-Seva centers will be dropped into help citizens making their applications. In a bid to regulate tenancy of thousands of traders who run business in Chennai Corporation, shopping complexes Chennai Corporation is set to increase the rent of its commercial spaces uniformly across the city by 15%. The increase is lease rent will implemented with effect from June 1, 2015. The congestion due to the presence of fuel tankers at Chennai Airport may soon come to an end as an Airport Authority of India, AAI, plans to lay two pipelines for transporting aviation turbine fuel, ATF. In order to commemorate the passengers and customers, facilitation fortnight, May 26 to June 9, Southern Railways has planned a of welfare measures to increase passengers' amenities and comfort. Sports news. Sir Thengagayar RC won the 4th Division Tamil Nadu Cricket Association League title, defeating Prem by 7 wickets and Rising Star by 91 runs in the playoff matches for overall championship. Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 41 runs. Mumbai Indians opener Lendl Simons smashed a 45-48 runs against Chennai Super Kings in the final of the Indian Premier League at Kolkata. Ritu Rani will lead the 18-member Indian women's team in the upcoming FIH Hockey World League semi-finals played in Antwerp, Belgium from June 20 to July 14. Kochi has been provisionally selected as a host of 2017 Under-17 FIFA World Cup. Sushila Vishwanathan, mother of 5-time world chess champion Vishwanathan Anand, passed away in Chennai on Wednesday. She was 79 years old. Monday was the hottest day of the year and many more such days lies ahead, says expert. So doctors say a diet rich in fruits and vegetables is of utmost importance to stay healthy during summer. That's all for the news this week. This news bulletin is brought to you by Siksha. reporter.yosi.in. Stay tuned to our website www.yosi.in for weekly updates.